Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
So France has announced its fourth prime minister in a year after François Bayrou fell on his sword yesterday. Government debt to GDP in France stands at 113% in the Eurozone's second largest economy, and the budget deficit is at an unsustainable 5.8%. But any efforts to cut that debt mountain or curb entitlements have been met with violent and sustained protests on French streets. So what can be done to avoid La Grande Nation from going cap in hand to the IMF for a bailout? Timothy Graff is head of macro strategy for EMEA with State Street Market. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Not too bad, Tim. I outlined some of the issues facing France there. Just how acute is the problem?
I think for right now, it's much more of a local issue. It's a very serious problem and one that probably will only be resolved in time by the political process, because you have a government that clearly, as you've alluded to, does not have that large of a mandate to govern, given this is the fourth prime minister in nearly a year. So ultimately, this culminates in an election which is scheduled to take place in about 2 years' time, a little less than 2 years' time. And that's probably how it gets resolved. And in the meantime, you have this rolling crisis of politics. When it comes to the budget, the likely winner of that election is going to be a bit more right or center-right, and they'll probably then have the mandate to enact some of the spending cuts that are being discussed. But until then, I think it's going to be a period of local volatility.
Yeah. Are there ways that the European Central Bank could secretly or overtly help the French debt problem, like it has been doing with Italian bond yields over the past decade, by keeping them kind of artificially lower than the economy might suggest?
Secretly, no. I think they'd be very transparent. And France is an essential member of the Eurozone. And as unbelievable as it might think that they might need support from the central bank, if it comes to it, the ECB would act. And we have seen over the last 15 years, really, since the original Eurozone fiscal crisis, that the ECB has added tools to the toolkit to do so. And so whether it's the use of a financial stability measure, such as what they employed during the pandemic to keep bond markets from going haywire, or actually they've not used a lot of measures, things like the transmission protection instrument, TPI. Mm. That is the sort of, I don't like to use the word, but the nuclear option for protecting Eurozone bond markets. It has not come to a head and been needed to use for them to use, but that is there. They have tools, and I think the ECB has evolved to assist the situation, but it would do so overtly rather than covertly, I would suspect.
Okay, and then the ultimate nuclear option would be to go to the IMF. That's probably unlikely, though, isn't it?
It does seem quite unlikely, because I think you would get to those earlier solutions, whether it is the political process, the central bank process, that doesn't really strike me as anything more than a hyperbolic type of suggestion. It's a serious debt problem, and I don't want to dismiss it, but there are interim solutions before that is even going to be thought of, I would say.
Mm. So now Macron has found Sébastien Lecornu as another prime minister. It's the same parliament who will try to shave the same money off the same debt mountain and will surely meet the same fate as Monsieur Bayrou and Michel Barnier before him. What was the definition of insanity again, Tim?
Well, they don't have to have an election just yet, so I suspect they will keep trying to get this through. And we probably will face news headlines like this until we get to that 2027 general election, and that there is perhaps a more clear mandate to address some of these. And again, the leading candidates right now are probably in a position to have that mandate as part of their election platform, but also once they govern, given they will have the what I think will be a popular mandate to do so.
Yeah, and it's not, of course, just a French problem. There are similar issues in Germany with stagnant growth and rising debt, and of course in Britain.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.